Hard to describe that game, but once again, the lads showed fantastic resilience to eke out a win, I suppose.
Did you get a win there? I don't know.
Yeah.
What heart, massive heart. It was probably one of the most frustrating nights I've ever had on a hurling field. I think you know the reason why.
50 freeze.
Not good enough.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
Yeah.
We found a massive way to win that game. We were down to 13 versus 15 for a few minutes of that game. We were down to 14 versus 15 for a large part of the game. So I'm very proud. I'm always proud of many, but I love that Wexford fight. I love Wexford fight.
And a couple of brilliant hooks come in at the end. You know, the boy be missed. Kevin Foley got a great hook on Ronan Hazen heading for goal, and Jack O'Connor got one in before that. And that, I suppose, that showed what the lads had to do near the end, because credit to Dublin, they were, you know, they looked like they were going to win the match tonight.
They did, but there was no flow to the game. We couldn't get a flow in the game.
There was only flow in the last few minutes when he stopped blowing the whistle.
We've a great game. Hurling's an unbelievable game. Let it flow. Half the freeze would be too much. So it's important to let it flow, but I loved the fight of our lads. We didn't look great for us all during the second half, did it?
No, it didn't.
But we got there, and I loved that. Really proud of them. We played average at times, but the resilience at the end was good, and I think you see we should have had another goal at the end of it too, you know? We created a few goal chances tonight, which was great.
Jacko's goal was fantastic, wasn't it? He did the right thing. He kept going and got a great strike.
Yeah, our goals are good. Yeah. Goals are good, and we should have had three tonight. Yeah. Isn't it amazing the last 2 weeks it's the people off the bench that makes the difference? You often wonder, would you be as well to have real impact lads and bring them on? But I suppose you can't. You have to put out the best 15 all the time.
Yeah. But again, they made an impact, as you said, the bench. But then it's a 30-man game now, isn't it? 25-man game, certainly.
Well, it's definitely 20-man. Like, we use our subs tonight again, you know, and they made a massive difference, I'll be honest.
When Kevin went off just before half-time with that blood substitution, we kind of lost a little bit. And he had a massive game tonight, and it might be overlooked by Rory's performance and other people's performance.
Well, Kevin was really good as well, really good tonight. It's just very hard to get that flow. I know what we can do when we're in full flow. I know what we can do. I wouldn't be happy with the hurling display, but it was very hard to have a hurling display when it stopped every 2 minutes. But that's the way it goes. By God, I'm fair proud. In the great of Wexford, like, we got that result tonight, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, fantastic. And Carlow next week now.
Yeah. So, listen,
You'll show them respect, as you've always said.
Well, listen, Carlo could cause you problems. If you go out taking it easy, you're in trouble, so you can never take anyone easy.
But this is your 33rd game for Wexford tonight as manager.
I am into figures a lot, and if you look at the competitive games, I'd say there's a lot more than that, I have a feeling. So today's, I keep my own little stats myself, Liam. I know what my numbers are, and I know what my loss rate is. I like to keep it down as low as I can, and it's well under 30%, which is... So that's what we want to try and keep doing as much as possible.
Well done tonight.
Thank you.